You know what? Obviously, you start with geography because you're able to go see the kids a lot more. They're able to see you a lot more and get on your campus. I know it was more of a challenge, and Chris Lowry did a great job of recruiting St. Louis all the years that I was with them at SIU and even at Kansas State. Kansas State was a much harder place for St. Louis guys to get to because it's 5.5 hours, 6 hours. You know, being an hour and 45 minutes from some of our guys on our roster, they can come down and check out a game. They can come check out a practice. They can shoot down for an elite camp. And so they're able to be around you more, and that's a big, big deal. The more that they're around you, the more they can see you in practice setting, game settings, and just you stay relevant with them. And I just think the guys that we've had here, I think Phil Russell helped a lot, coming from a great high school program with Coach Irons and Vachon. And I don't want to say cool or okay, but Phil, Dylan, and now the influx of guys, BJ Ward, Braxton Stacker, Rob Martin, you can go down the list of guys that we've had. It's now somewhat okay to come to SEMO. And I think that's a big deal because of the proximity. So I think it's an undervalued city area. Obviously, you cover Arch Madness and just the area and the city. It's Midwest. It's true. It's real basketball. It's not like a huge football town. It's not a huge basketball is a thing there. And I think that's very, very important because there's great high school coaches. There's great AAU programs coming out of St. Louis and in the surrounding areas of the Midwest there that we can get to and we can touch. And so, I've just been able to see a lot of the St. Louis guys that have come in here. The learning curve is much shorter, much smaller for those guys because they've been such trained well and coached well by the prep scene.